USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and the First Lady at a lavish dinner hosted by the Queen of England.
President Trump and Queen Elizabeth sat down for the state banquet at Buckingham Palace. The president says the United States and the UK have an unbreakable bond.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state visit. Thank you for your warm welcome, for this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly seven decades of treasured friendship with the United States of America.
On Tuesday, the president is set to meet with UK business and political leaders. I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to the economy, taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 5 points to close at 24,819. The NASDAQ down a whopping 120 points. The S&P 500 down 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In London, President Trump having lunch with the Queen of England and other members of the royal family, attending Prince Harry, but not his bride, American actress Meghan Markle. She's absent, citing maternity leave. Controversy still swirls about the nasty word and exactly what President Trump says while answering a question about a remark she had made. Here's the raw audio from the Sun interview.
Because she wasn't so nice about you during the campaign. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No, I hope she's okay. I did not know that. No.
She said she'd move to Canada if you got elected. Turned out she moved to Britain.
Well, that would be good. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people moving here, so what can I say? No, I didn't know that she was nasty.
Is it good having an American princess, though, Mr. President? Is that sort of helpful?
I think it's nice, and I'm sure she'll do excellently. She'll be very good. I hope she does.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A tragic end in the search for a Texas toddler. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
Remains found in Arkansas have been identified as those of a missing Houston 4-year-old. The Harris County Medical Examiner confirming that Malia Davis's remains were in the trash bag found by a roadway in Fulton. They were discovered on Friday after an activist said he'd been able to get her stepfather, Darian Vence, to confess to killing her. Vence claimed last month that Davis was kidnapped. Vence is currently being held on tampering with evidence charges, but Houston police say he'll now be charged with murder. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New details emerging about the gunman who shoots and kills co-workers in Virginia Beach. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
The gunman in the shooting massacre that left 12 people dead and others injured in a Virginia Beach City building where he worked had submitted his letter of resignation hours before the shooting. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hatchin says that despite him being in good standing.
He notified his chain of command that morning.
The morning, Friday?
Yes.
And he listened or by email?
My understanding is he did that via email.
He was not forced to resign?
Negative.
Was the resignation over a position that he was applying for and did not get?
Not to my knowledge.
He had worked as an engineer for the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.